carbon trading, carbon offsetting, buying and selling carbon. Lots of possibilities, but what do they mean? Jane Burston is from Carbon Retirement.
Well, there's two kinds of carbon markets. One is the regulated market, and that refers to carbon trading, cap and trade schemes, emissions trading. The other is the unregulated market, and in general, that applies to offsetting. Now, the difference between the two, carbon trading is an international policy mechanism that governments use in order to reduce emissions from industrial companies. And the way that that works is the governments will release a fixed number of permits that the companies then need to buy in order to correspond to their emissions. Offsetting, on the other hand, reduces emissions in developing countries by actors in a developed country, either a government or an industrial company that's forced to buy the credits, or individuals that want to offset their flights or businesses that want to become carbon neutral. Investing in credits that are generated from various projects in developing countries, so things like planting trees, protecting forests, or renewable energy projects. The two schemes are actually linked. One way that they're linked is that within emission trading schemes, one way that governments have to make them more acceptable to the businesses that have to comply with them is to allow them to reduce some of their emissions, actually by not doing it directly in their company, but instead by purchasing offset credits. So within the regulated market, the cap and trade scheme, businesses can use some of their reduction by buying offsets instead. And that's where the two overlap.
And do these two systems work well and deliver what they're supposed to deliver?
In principle, they've both got ideas, but they are both failing in a number of aspects. Emissions trading at the moment is only live in Europe and in New Zealand. And there's been a number of issues that have been highlighted in the first few years of the operation of those schemes. The main one around whether or not governments are setting the emissions caps low enough. Now, a number of NGOs think that they're definitely not low enough to mitigate climate change. But the question is whether the caps in the emissions trading schemes are lower than the business's usual baseline from the industries in those sectors. And the EU emissions trading scheme is gradually moving towards a situation where that's the case. With offsetting, there are a lot of issues. The main couple are around whether or not the projects would have gone ahead anyway, so if not, your cash isn't making any difference. And secondly, the inefficiencies in the system that mean that a lot of the money, less than a third of the money, is actually going to the projects that people are intending to fund with their offset cash. Another big criticism of carbon offsetting is that really we ought to be tackling our emissions here at home rather than doing something in developing countries, because our emissions per capita are much higher.
So are there other ways in which we could achieve the same ends that are perhaps more efficient?
Well, at Carbon Retirement, we connect both of those two schemes and attempt in doing so to make both carbon offsetting and emissions trading more effective for businesses or individuals that want to offset their emissions. Rather than buying credits that have been generated by a developing country project, instead we buy the industrial pollution permits that companies within the emissions trading scheme need. And once we've bought those credits, we permanently remove them from the scheme so that they can't be used. So what we're effectively doing is using people's offsetting money to push down the cap on emissions in Europe, which incentivises investment in clean technology and reduces emissions over here.
And so far, how successful has that been?
It's been really successful. We're taking part in the quality assurance scheme by the government, which validates and audits what we do. And we've had a number of clients, both from the not-for-profit sector and the private sector, including the UK Committee on Climate Change, which is the body of economists and climate change scientists that advise the government on carbon budgets. So having organisations like them and our client, the FTSE 100 company 3i, has really helped build credibility around the approach and spread understanding about what we do.
That's Jane Burston from Carbon Retirement.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.